Parliament has passed the Petroleum Commission Bill into law to help regulate the oil industry. To ensure the success of the law, the sector ministry has also put in place the Public Accountability Committee to check spending and ensure probity in the oil industry. The Minister for Energy and Petroleum, Emmanuel Amakofibua, disclosed these when he interacted with senior editors in Accra. Justice Mengo and Ernest Obingenim sitting for Radio Ghana.
The Energy Ministry and the media are partners in development. That is why the ministry organized the media interaction to brief editors on developments in the energy sector and how the ministry is facing the challenges. Mr. Amakofibua, who was flanked by directors of the ministry, answered questions from the editors and gave the way forward. The minister commended the media for their assistance to the ministry during what he called the difficult times up to this present stage. Mr. Amakofibua described the energy sector as the nerve center of the economy, adding that the ministry is striving to increase power generation and the distribution network. He said the ministry has so far cleared all bottlenecks and challenges in the gas sector, and it is keen in ensuring accountability in the petroleum subsector.
We want to lay a solid foundation for our country to ensure that oil and gas discovery benefit ordinary people of Ghana. And I'm very happy that we began by passing, and I'm happy that I've been in the ministry as deputy minister for the last 4 years, working with the Ministry of Finance, where the Petroleum Revenue Management Act was passed. And if you look at the whole act, it has in it ordinary Ghanaians basically with the power by law to basically audit and know how every peso is spent. So the Public Accountability Committee is in place, and there are clear guidelines on how oil money is spent, how much is supposed to go to the budget, how much has to be left for future generation, how much has to be left for emergency purposes. All of that stipulated in the law.
Mr. Amakofibua said the ministry is determined to ensure that oil production in the country has local content. It will also ensure that renewable energy features prominently in the country's energy production.
And as we move along, the other issue that we confront in this industry is what are the steps we take to ensure that when we started, we had all these international companies coming. But what are the steps we are taking to make sure that in the next few years we can see Ghanaians springing up to take the lead in the oil industry? It requires both steps. It requires making sure that government provides the platform and make sure that the atmosphere is such a way that Ghanaians can have that chance. And we began that steps by laying out the local content policy, which says that Ghanaians must be in the forefront, and it requires them to understand the skills needed. But government has to also make sure we give them the support. His Excellency the President has stated that clearly, that as soon as we start, there has to be a place where any Ghanaian at all can wake up and say, okay, so where do I start? If I want to go into the industry, I can ask any question at all. I'm happy to say that we've established the SME Center, began it in Takoradi, where now any Ghanaian at all can go to that center. You are going to basically be prepared to start your business.
The minister said frantic efforts are being made to procure another FPSO for the country.
Justice Mingo and Ernest Obingenim filed that report.